There's never enough time, to my mind, to talk to Leslie Zemeckis, so I'm going to try to sneak in about 10 minutes with her. Leslie, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Rick?
I'm good. If you people have looked at the, Leslie didn't, but if you people who live around here looked at the Chicago Tribune today, you have seen a one-page, full-page story by me that is kind of suitably dominated by photos of a woman named Mabel Stark and her many tigers, because Leslie Zemeckis has made it's her third film, Mabel, Tiger Trainer, that has its Chicago premiere next Sunday at 1:30 at the Chicago History Museum. Leslie, your films just get better and better and better, and this is one of the most, in the piece, I say that she deserves a place alongside the early feminist icons like Jane Addams, Bessie Coleman, Susan B. Anthony. This is one hell of a woman, isn't it?
Wow, yes, thank you. And she really was. She was, you know, the first female tiger trainer. And to start something like this from nothing, she wasn't from a circus family. She fell in love with tigers. Then to all of a sudden say, you know, I'm going to go into the ring and do this was really incredible, especially because she was told, women can't train tigers. You can't do this.
Yeah.
And that's all she needed. It was like, oh, really? Look behind me. I've got 18 of the meanest tigers, and, you know, I will show you. And she did it, you know, with great kindness and love of the animals.
Well, what you do in this, you don't just get create a fascinating portrait of this woman. You do a wonderful job of sort of detailing the circus in the first two decades of the 20th century, first three decades, was a huge deal. This woman was, Mabel Stark, world famous. I mean, you've seen the old clippings. There were full-page stories about her everywhere, and not just because she was kind of a freaky, like, ooh, look at it, it's a woman. There was more to it than there was more to it than that, wasn't there?
No, she was beautiful. She had great skill, and she really was a huge star, and everybody would have known in the day who she was. And then she did all the movies. She doubled for Mae West, and everybody, anytime, you know, man or woman, if there was an animal that was in the movie, she was behind the scenes or doubling for the actors.
One of the things I pointed out in Leslie Zemeckis' fine movie, Mabel, Tiger Trainer, is that she had a lot easier time with tigers than with the guys who kind of, you know, I mean, I know you had a hard time pinning down whether she was married four or five times. None of them were winners, were they, Leslie?
No, she didn't pick the best mates, let's just say. No, I mean, the tigers really were everything to her, and but you know, she was married many times, and
yeah, well, very, married once to a drunk, once to an embezzler, and then fascinatingly once to a guy who was fond of wearing rouge, lipstick, and mascara. So that tells you a bit about her choice in men. One of the things, Leslie, you have done, this is your third film, and you are drawn to one of the things that fascinates me about you, in addition to your obvious talent as a filmmaker, is you are drawn to these characters who kind of exist in life shadows. What is that about you and them? Why do you gravitate?
Well, it's partly, I mean, I love the outsider, but it's also part of, you know, we as a society and always have liked to label people. My first film, as you know, was on burlesque. So mm-hmm. we say stripper and we dismiss that and we don't ever find out what that means. Or my second film about Siamese twins or tiger train. You have this label and what really was that? There was people there, and I just kind of like to shine a light and have some understanding.
Well, what we don't realize, especially your Burley Q, which kind of charted the course of burlesque in this country, which is a fascinating history, a sort of subculture of the entertainment biz. Mm-hmm. But there are actual human beings doing this, and you're right that American society tends to push them to the fringes or ignore them all together. And the two Siamese twins in your second film, you know, who wound up being, they seemed happiest, didn't they, Leslie, when they wound up working like at a grocery store after,
yeah, after the end, the just very simple life, and they'd lived this big life making literally bags of money, and again, everybody knew who they were, excuse me, but we just say Siamese twin freak. There's no person behind there. There's no story, and these people have incredible stories that's all tied in with our pop culture and our American entertainment.
No question. I think Mabel Stark is a great example. Mabel Stark is the focus of Mabel Mabel Tiger Trainer that premieres next Sunday at 1:30 at the Chicago History Museum at the corner of North and Clark. You can go to chicagohistory.org or you can go to LeslieZemeckis.com. Leslie, you and your husband Bob and your kids spend some time in Chicago. You're kind of familiar with that place. Are you excited to come back here and do this? Yeah, because you have so many friends here, like Liz Garibay, who needed to be mentioned on the show today.
She did, and if you didn't, I was going to.
I know. I was trying to figure out. Okay, one of us is going to do it. You got 2 minutes left to be on, but you feel very, very welcome and cozy in Chicago because your husband Bob's a born and bred South Sider.
He is, and we love it. We have a place there, so we come back as often as we can, and we root for the Cubs. And you know, I know only half of you out there do, but we love the Cubs. He actually first pitches out there.
It's more than half, believe me. There's a bandwagon. There's a bandwagon here. Leslie, you must be. We talked about this a little. That you. You are feeling more sure-footed, and with each, you're like a kind of a novelist now, because every movie has a narrative, and the narrative drive of Mabel Mabel Tiger Trainer is with, and I love your first two movies as well, it is stronger than your first two movies. Do you sense that too? Do you feel more comfortable as a filmmaker now than you did at first?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I don't worry. You know, the first one you think is anybody going to see it, and am I going to sell it? And yeah. I don't care about that anymore. You know, I care about it, but I know the answer is yes.
You know, have you thought or at any point? I know there was some talk of someone tried to make a feature film of the life of Mabel Stark. Have you thought of, boy, it would take some actress, though. I don't even know who you'd get to play.
It's an amazing part for an actress. I know Kate Winslet, when she was married to Sam Mendes, they were considering it. I mean, it's really one of those parts for a woman that is has everything.
Yeah.
From the tragedy to the drama to the joy to... it's really great.
I'm also not sure Leslie Zemeckis and anybody, Sam Mendes or maybe even your husband Bob Zemeckis, could make a better movie than Mabel Mabel Tiger Trainer. You can read all about it in the Tribune today. In the paper is where they have a million pictures. It looks really good in the paper. That's why
it
I
looks
love
great.
Newspapers.
Thank you.
You can also look at it online, or you can go next Sunday, 1:30 p.m. at the Chicago History Museum. Go to chicagohistory.org. Or better yet, go to LeslieZemeckis.com. You've got a great website. You can learn about Leslie's other movies. You can buy Leslie's other movies. You can learn when Mabel Mabel Tiger Trainer will be released, which is in early April. Leslie, go play with your friends or whatever you're doing up there. And welcome to Chicago when you get in. I know it's going to be a grand success.
Thank you.
My pleasure.
Looking forward to being there.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
And Leslie will be there answering questions after the film, too.
Absolutely.
But she's answered all the questions you need to know now, so you can just go and enjoy and watch. Leslie, thanks a million.
Thank you. Have a good one.
Take care.
Bye.